This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Tuesday morning, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via text message. So that means it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with that, you can set up everything, every event, everything coming up during your day, everything normal. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based on your locale, and which separates them from the rest of the herd, is they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, doesn't matter, you're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Iowa, that's why I told you to get the audio from the republicbroadcasting.org. I've got a problem with something called a Comrex, and everything coming to me is turned down too low. And we're trying to fix that, and... But if you get it from republicbroadcasting.org, it's just all kinds of scrubbed and processed and everything else. Very nice. I know that the gun grabbers will tell you from time to time, you should just call 911. In Washington State, Alice Capola, she said a man tried to break into her house around 1:45 a.m., according to KIRO TV, or Kiro TV. She was desperate, so she dialed 911, only to find that her calls were not going through. Because unbeknownst to Ms. Capola, Washington State's 911 system was suffering a breakdown. They were having intermittent outages. Capola said, after I tried 911 a couple of times and it rang busy, they were still at the door. In the end, she called 911 37 times. So then she had to take matters into her own hands. Eventually, a man crawled through a window and... Ms. Capola, realizing that her young twins were asleep out inside the house, armed herself with a knife, prepared to protect her family. She said, you call 911 and they come and they save you. And they weren't going to come and save me. Luckily, the intruder didn't really have the intestinal fortitude to do any robbing. So he ran out of the house and she was able to get through on an alternate number for the Everett police that she had to look up on the internet. An hour after her first call, she finally got someone on the phone and police arrived. By that time, of course, the intruder was gone. Now, Miss Capola was very brave in this. But it's really very disconcerting when you let your mind wrap itself around that she's going to cling to the idea that calling 911 is a guarantee that police will save you and yours. You know, when seconds count. And in her case, the police were only an hour away. And a kitchen knife is a okay tool for self-defense. It is. It can work depending on which one you pick up. Don't get the apple paring knife, of course. Pick up something with some heft. But a gun is so much better. If she'd had a Glock or a Sig, if she'd had a Springfield or a Smith, Steyr, name a name brand, if she'd had any one of those, her desperation would not have continued as she called 911 37 times and could not get through. 37 times. Ladies, it's really up to you. It's really up to you. I'm not going to berate you if you don't carry a gun. It's really a choice. But I say this to you. Any gun I shoot, you can shoot. Any handgun I shoot, you can shoot. Any rifle I shoot, you can shoot. Maybe some of the shotguns might push you around if you're light, if you're lightweight. But anything that I have in my repertoire, you can do. And that's because you take instruction well and you listen. And there's something about your breathing and your touch on the trigger that makes you so effective. And if you choose not to arm yourself, that makes me sad. Because a great many of you do, and you do it effectively. You don't deserve to be attacked. You don't deserve to be sexually assaulted. You don't deserve to be murdered. You don't deserve to have somebody coming into your house while your twins are asleep. You deserve to enjoy your peace. You deserve to enjoy your life and the loved ones around you. And one thing that you can do to ensure that continues is take up the gun. Now, the other side would tell you, oh, it hasn't come to this. Have we not evolved? Are we no more civilized than we already are? No. There have been predators throughout history. There have been brave people throughout history. There have been opportunists throughout history. The only difference now is instead of sending smoke signals, we send text messages. Instead of wearing animal skins, we wear linen or polyester or denim. Instead of hunting for our dinner, we hunt for it on the grocery aisle. But that's the only difference. Everything else about the nature of man has remained the same. It has changed very little in the course of time. And sitting out there and relying on somebody else to come and save you, you're short-selling yourself. You're short-selling your own capability. I've met a lot of women that'll say, I have no business having a gun. I can't handle a gun. Have you ever tried? There's some people that are just deathly afraid of them. They just, and maybe they shouldn't have them because of that fear factor that they bring with it. But I don't see that as something that anybody can't overcome, much less a lady. And in that 11th hour, what bothers me most about it, I've spoken to women that have been attacked. I've had them on the show before. And in that 11th hour, when that was happening, if they were disarmed because of some law or something, because they both carried guns, the two I'm talking about, Amanda Collins and Nikki Gozer, they both carried guns, but in that 11th hour when everything was going sideways, they really wished they had their gun. And I'm fairly certain that would have made a difference on some scale. In the case of Amanda Collins, it would have stopped the serial rapist from graduating to being a killer. In the case of Nikki Gozer, maybe she would still be married today because her husband wouldn't have six bullet wounds in his chest. But ladies simply don't concede that you can't do this and you can't do that. Give it a shot. Your family will appreciate it. Everybody you know will appreciate it. Getting ready to go into the first break of the show. I told you yesterday that Harry Reid had a little bit to do with this Bundy Ranch thing. Well, he came out yesterday and made a little statement. And he makes me feel like Nostradamus now. And we'll talk about that when we get back. The Battle Cop Challenge is rapidly taking on a life of its own. I think we're now down to 16 available. If you want in, get in. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Headline, Harry Reid warns Nevada cattle rancher who faced down feds, it's not over. Or as he would say, it's not over. He had an ominous message yesterday for Clive Bundy, the Nevada rancher who successfully faced down the federal agents attempting to seize his herd for illegal grazing. It is not over. He spoke, you know what a statesman would do? A statesman like Harry Reid, the senior senator there in the great state of Nevada, the deluded, possibly because they keep electing him state of Nevada, but the great state of Nevada nonetheless. would go to Clive Bundy and say, look, this is not the way we do things. This is a we're a nation of laws. And they would have a discussion, even if Mr. Bundy didn't disagree with him. They would have a civil discussion. That's what a statesman does. But, oh, no, that's not what Harry Reid does. He spoke briefly to Reno-based KRNV about last week's standoff, which eventually saw the Bureau of Land Management and other federal law enforcement officials retreat in the face of a large public protest and an armed militia presence. He said, well, it's not over. We can't have, in America, people that violate the law and just walk away. So it's not over. Now, while Dean Heller, the other senator from Nevada, has expressed support for Mr. Bundy, while the governor has expressed support for Mr. Bundy, Reid has been largely silent about this. Since they, you know, the federal agents, I saw a nice little picture the other day. Everybody keeps saying, why can't they build a good fence to secure the border? Well, they built a really good one around the Bundy Ranch. A really good one. Because of grazing. Because of grass. They say it's because of a tortoise, which they go out and genocide on a regular basis when their numbers grow to being too large. They're not even endangered. They're classified vulnerable, which is largely every animal on the planet, aren't they? Aren't they all vulnerable to some degree? The whole thing supposedly stems from the fact that supposedly Bundy claims it's state land and the feds claim it's federal land and there's grass and the cows are eating the grass and stepping on tortoises. I don't think it's that easy. Reid has lobbied the Bureau of Land Management to change the desert tortoise's mapped habitat. See, Reid has a friend in Nevada. He's a real estate guy named Harvey White Whittemore. And last year, Mr. Whittemore was convicted of making illegal campaign contributions to Reid. But Mr. Whittemore wants to develop all of this. You know, develop it into a golf course. Then the tortoises can just live their lives. But the majority leader's former senior advisor is now in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. So, Harry Reid, in Nevada, in his state, has his own little thug force that he can direct his old former senior advisor to go get people that are going against his buddy Whittemore's desires to develop real estate around. And in the chat room, they're talking about, yeah, what about all those nuke tests that happened? Where was the tortoise then? Is this a new species that arose since the nuke tests have concluded? Today is the deadline in New York to register your so-called assault weapon. And it's interesting what's happening in New York right now. There's a guy that's an NYPD officer, and he has shown up at an airport in India with three rounds of ammunition, which has gotten him into a lot of trouble. His name is Manny Encarnacion. And he was arrested when officials at the airport in New Delhi discovered three rounds of ammunition in his baggage. New York's NBC affiliate reported that Encarnacion had been to the shooting range before his trip and had put three rounds into his jacket pocket. He later packed that jacket, forgetting that it contained the ammunition. Since his arrest, he has not been allowed to leave India and faces charges that can land him 7 years in prison. So this is becoming an international incident between officials in New York and India. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, has expressed support for the officer. And he's suggesting that the Indian government may have an ulterior reason for the arrest. Representative Peter King wrote a letter to Secretary of State John Kerry in which he states, "This excessive act by the Indian government is clearly politically motivated." Well, take a chance and land in LaGuardia or land at any of the airports in New York and carry a bullet with you and see what happens to you in New York City. That's what I find interesting in this. This guy made a mistake, okay? This police officer for the NYPD and Encarnacion. He made a mistake. Okay. Should he have checked into things a little bit better? Possibly. But now you've got people like Chucky Schumer and Bill de Blasio coming out, defending him. And they're not catching the actually beautiful sense of irony that's occurring between this New York police officer and the things they're saying, or their own breathtaking hypocrisy. They're not catching that at all. If you're a traveler in New York City, when you drive through there, you're entering a zone where there's been this long-standing effort to persecute people that mistakenly violate the city's unusually harsh firearm law, or commit the offense of believing that an out-of-state permit will be recognized in New York. They'll let you drive on your driving permit, won't they? That's what a license is. It's a permit to drive, isn't it? Yeah. These visitors, when they come into New York, saying, "I can't wait to go shopping." Well, they often face a felony charge that mandates a minimum 3.5-year sentence if convicted. These peaceful and otherwise law-abiding people, just like Mr. Encarnacion, pose no threat to public safety, and yet they are persecuted. And it is entirely politically motivated that happens. Going into Kennedy or LaGuardia? Never go to a shooting event in Kennedy and have a stopover in Kennedy or LaGuardia. Never. Don't ever do that. City is aware of federal law when it comes to transporting unloaded firearms, but they treat it as an affirmative defense to be raised before a court. In other words, the attitude of the mayor and the police department for those who stand on their rights under the federal law is to arrest them first anyway. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I did mention in the last segment that today's the day. Today is April the 15th. April the 15th is many kinds of days. It's tax day. It's the last day that I get to call myself a 52-year-old, because tomorrow that will change. And it's also registration day in New York City today. If you have not registered your so-called assault weapon by now, you are now a lawbreaker. Coming from New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, and they were one of the SAFE Act's biggest proponents, they said gun owners should be expected to follow the law. They can make all the noise they want, but the law is the law, said Leah Gunn Barrett, the group's executive director. The New York SAFE Act was passed by a bipartisan legislature, signed by Governor Cuomo well over a year ago. It's being implemented, and people are expected to comply with the law. You know, we can go all into the details of how that law happened. You know, overnight, every time it was passed to another legislature, there was Cuomo standing over the shoulder, glowering. But, Ms. Barrett, I have to point this out to you. There are provisions in the Constitution that say that we don't have to follow unconstitutional law. All of, especially if it goes against these God-given rights. The founders expected there to be bloodshed, Miss Barrett. And you're living with an adorable delusion. Because America's had enough. They have had enough. In reality, in New York, owners of the firearms expected by the ban are choosing open defiance. And that's expected to be somewhere between 90 and 99% of the weapons projected to be in New York that fall within this draconian set of parentheses. But there is a provision in the New York Safe Act so that the registration data can't be shared with the public, so we can't find out how low that percentage is. In the neighboring state of Connecticut, noncompliance is thought to be in the excess of 85%, with an estimated 80 to 100,000 gun owners refusing to register their firearms. Connecticut State Police have made no move to enforce the law 4 months after their registration deadline, fearing possible armed resistance. Conservative estimates are there at least 300,000 and as many as 1 million New Yorkers will likewise practice civil disobedience and refuse to comply with the registration requirement. So Governor Cuomo suddenly has every tooth in his barking head pulled. And the big problem for him is, I mean, the sheriffs are saying they don't want nothing to do with it. The New York State Police are saying they don't want nothing to do with it. What is he going to do? How is he going to enforce this? Now, he doesn't have to worry about New York City. But how is he going to make this happen in the state of New York? He's not. And this is the same with Harry Reid. Harry Reid is out there saying, well, you know, this ain't over yet. Played up, pal. Put on the stuff and get out there with your boys you're going to send out front. This is the problem with these politicians. They, for a very long time, have been able to say, this is the law. They hide behind that three-letter word. No matter whether that law is constitutional or not, that's not even a litmus test anymore. Let's pass it so we can see what's in it. That's their thing. The subtext is, let's pass it and see if it will withstand a Supreme Court turn, because we never know how that's going to go, because the Supreme Court isn't concerned with the Constitution anymore. I saw where Justice Stevens wants to rewrite the Second Amendment. I've talked about this. He was a Supreme Court justice, yeah. One of the harbingers, one of the arbiters of what is constitutional and not. And he gets out there and decides he needs to rewrite the Second Amendment. That's not why you're there, old man. That's not why you were there. It's a good thing you're retired. It's a good thing nobody cares what you have to say. Now, what's going to happen? Or what? There's a lot of things that could happen. A lot of states are voting to nullify these laws. The next step for these states is to get out there and openly tell them, don't come here. It is one thing to say, I'm not going to enforce it. It's another thing to say, and don't you try to come into my jurisdiction and try to enforce it either. And that's what we need to have signaled now. Now, at the Bundy Ranch, if that sheriff there, Gillespie, was worth his salt, he'd be out there saying, you know what? This is over-jurisdictional reach on the part of you, Bureau of Land Management. I need to see something that actually gives you charter to call this your land. I need to understand why this doesn't fall under the auspice of my county. Instead of just sitting back and saying, well, you know, he finally got on the scene the other day when the feds started pulling back, because he was out there saying, you know, we want to have a civil outcome with this, and we don't want violence. Oh, no, we don't want violence. And at the same time, you've got city managers out there saying, if you come here, make some funeral arrangements, because them fed boys, they don't play. I know, they sling women around like nobody's business. They're bad. But, You know. So, Connecticut, New York, and now Nevada. To a certain degree, California, because now in California, a lot of people, gun owners of California, Sam Paradis, he's out there saying, we need open carry in California. And if California gets open carry and I can't have it in South Carolina, I'm moving somewhere. I am moving. What this boils down to as far as the Bundy Ranch is concerned is the feds think that they are the all-master beings of time, space, and dimension, which they aren't. I can give you two words that, I mean, this is something they've run from day one, two words as to how inept they are. Let's say post office. Post office. Hemorrhaging money like there is no tomorrow. Like everything federal for some stupid reason. So, and at the state level, where, you know, they couldn't get gun control like they wanted on the Fed level, so they tried to get out there and push it on the state level. And let's see, in Colorado, they were making phone calls all the time. Biden was making lots of phone calls. And it cost three politicians their jobs in Colorado. And right now, their new gun laws are in court, which I haven't checked that in the last 2 days. In New York and Connecticut, they passed a law saying, these are banned. You will register them. And everybody's just going, nope. And all the politicians can do is say, did you not hear me? They are banned. You got to register them. Nope. Please. And these entities, the Bureau of Land Management, the state of Connecticut, the state of New York, and let's be fair, not so much law enforcement of New York except for a few big mouths, and law enforcement in Connecticut except for a few big mouths, who are the masters. It's the governments that want this. Now, I know in Connecticut a lot of people wanted it, a lot of citizens wanted it, and that's because they were guilted into it. They felt they were hurt. They were hurt in their soul because of what happened at Sandy Hook. And I was hurt in my soul because of what happened at Sandy Hook. But my biggest regret about Sandy Hook was for some stupid reason I wasn't visiting there that day 5 minutes before he decided to come in the atrium. With any one of just one of my handguns. Preferably maybe one of the Salients, or maybe one of the SIGs, or maybe that big, large-capacity STI. But if somebody like me had been there, everybody would be wiping their brow. That's my big regret there. Yes, of course, I have regret over loss of life, innocent life. Yes, I do. But that doesn't mean that when those events happen, what happened at the Jewish centers? That doesn't mean when those events happen. What happened at the Sikh temple? What happened everywhere? What happens on any given day? That doesn't mean you look at a group of people that are entirely law-abiding, that follow the letter of the law to the number, you know, and you say everything that you own, that you've owned up to this point, is now banned. You don't get to do that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Chicago. Yes, they are going to allow concealed carry. But, right now, you really, I mean, there's been one defensive gun use that I've heard, seen reported. There's really not, there's not been an effect really of an armed populace in Chicago just yet. And when you look at what happens in Chicago, as far as all the gun control still in place, you still have to have an FOID card, which should be enough vetting to just give you the permit when you pick up the gun. But no, you still need that just to purchase a gun or ammo. But with all the restrictions and the red tape on owning a gun in Chicago, if you look at the logic that they bring to the table when they say, this is why we need to enact this law, Chicago should be the safest place on the earth. There. Case in point. From the Chicago Tribune, there's an article that came out this past weekend. 36 people in Chicago shot in 36 hours. Now, where are the mainstream media minivans? Where are all the satellite trucks? Where are the people going, when will the carnage end? When will the gun scourge end? When will they enact common sense laws to make this violence end? Well, they can't do that. Because they've gone way beyond common sense there. In Chicago, over the weekend, in 36 hours, 36 people were shot, four of them fatally. In as many hours over the weekend, with more than half the shootings occurring over a half-day period stretching into early Sunday. Officers responded to at least 27 incidents. That passage, that little line, I don't understand that at all. What about the other nine incidents? Why are those people just laying there shot in the street, or what happened with that one? They started at 3:30 p.m. Friday on the Westwood in the Westwood Lawn neighborhood of the South Side, involving an attack that left a 17-year-old girl dead and two other people wounded. Where are they for that 17-year-old girl? Oh, I forgot. She might be a Black American, and she might have been existing in Chicago, and Black American. Oh no. There were also fatal shootings in the South Shore neighborhood Friday night and the Washington Park neighborhood early Sunday, both on the south side. Temperatures in Chicago reached 80 degrees over the weekend, and most crime trends tend to show violent crime increasing as temperatures rise. Black America, hear me. They will tell you all day long, you've got people like Sharpton, you've got people like, Jackson out there decrying, begging for gun control, assault weapon ban. And in the meantime, you're getting gunned down just for sitting on your front porch. I know the percentage of you that are good people. It's staggering how high that percentage is. And yet, for some reason, you keep enabling these people that think that you are nothing, but yet they've duped you. I've heard a passage from a Democrat before in South Carolina, of all places, in South Carolina, where they said they referred to the Black population as rented. Do you get the racial connotation to that? They don't own you, but they do rent you. I say to you that no one owns you. That you exist today in the United States as a free person because you were born here. I know that you may still be smarting from what your ancestors went through, and I fully understand that. But your people have been put in an impossible, untenable situation. And you need to sit back and look at who you are voting for, who you're putting in office. Because they'll tell you all day exactly what you want to hear. All day long. Now, and let me tell you how much they don't care about you, Black America. Now, if 36 people have been shot in one incident by a guy armed with an AR-15, they would be all over it. But that's just, those 36 people in Chicago, that's just a weekend. That's any weekend, isn't it? In Chicago. Now, it wasn't a single incident. No, it wasn't. But 36 people in Chicago got shot with handguns in multiple incidents, and it barely made a blip on the radar. Please re-examine what you're doing for your own survival. Caucasians do not have any cachet on being dads or daughters or sons or wives or, you know, any of that stuff. Brothers, sisters, we don't have any cachet on that. And if you have any of those things, do you not think that you have some sort of an obligation to be there for them? I would say you have the same obligation I have. And at the same time, you have the same right I have to make sure that you stay there. And all these guys that get out there and, you know, tell you that you don't or you shouldn't or you can't. They are against the rights that you own. You are one of the people of the United States. You are one of the people of Illinois with every right and every privilege that comes along with just being there, being an American. And this is the way you guys roll. I submit to you, that's not working. It hasn't been working. And the true definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and again and thinking that there's going to be some sort of different outcome from it if you do the same thing that fails over and over and over again. I made a slight reference to this the other day in L.A. County. I don't know what you're exactly supposed to do in L.A. County. They saw a wounded, bloody man rush out of a West Hollywood apartment with someone following him. And their mindset goes to shoot. Now, the second hostage that was running out of there, John Winkler, didn't have a knife on him because he was a hostage and he was fleeing for his life. And he ran into a hail of bullets by some trigger-happy cops. But, you know, the cops feel bad about that, so that makes it all okay. In a statement released by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, the entire department mourned Winkler's death. Good for them. On top of killing the second innocent hostage trying to flee the knife-wielding maniac, they also managed to shoot the first fleeing hostage as well, the one with the knife wound in his neck. For some reason, no thanks to the L.A. deputies, the first victim, the first hostage, survived. So after shooting two innocent people, the deputies entered the apartment. They found the actual suspect with the final hostage and arrested him. All four people involved in this ended up in the hospital. And they're trying to figure out how to say, hey, you know what? It's okay to shoot two innocent people. The hostage taker, Alexander McDonald, has been understandably charged with two counts of attempted murder, one count of torture, and one count of murder for the guy the cops shot. And the officers involved are not likely to face any charges. And so far, they have not been identified. Police, I'm behind you, but guess what? You're not above the law. Somebody needs to step up and change a paradigm here. Let's go into the next hour, shall we? On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.